you talked about you had an awakening a couple of years ago. Can you just share what happened and how did that change your life?
Yeah, for sure. I'll do it as succinctly as possible. I was going through one of the most difficult years of my life at the time. Everything that I attached any sort of value to was falling apart. So my financial situation, I was in a bad contract with a manager who was verbally abusive and who had me print out my bank statement and give every dollar I had to get out of the contract. So, excuse me, after years of struggling as an actor in Los Angeles and feeling like didn't have the finances or whatever, I was literally down to zero. I had a lot of close career calls that just breaks that didn't go my way. I was putting so much energy and effort into making it happen and nothing was working. Then I got hit, someone ran a stop sign and hit my car and spun me into a truck. I needed surgery on my hip. I had migraines for weeks, but I had to go work because I had no money and all of these things. And it was just, I hit this point where I walked out and the rental car that I was renting, and I'd gone to work. This was a week later because I needed the money. I went to work, I left, I walked out to the road and the rental car had been hit and run on the side of the road and the bumper was just completely hanging off and it was undrivable. And this was 1 week to the day from when my car got totaled and I had the hip and the thing. And my brain broke. Basically, I completely just shut down and I just couldn't even see. Like it was just, I had a breaking point there. And
How does that look? Do you sit down? Do you fall up?
Looked like me. My girlfriend at the time came to pick me up and took me to this place to go eat. And I just sat there and kind of just stared. You know what I mean? Just stared. You see them in movies where all the sound just sounds like wah, 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 like, and they're just kind of staring straight ahead and all this stuff is blurry. It felt like that, truly. And I didn't know what to do. And in that space, what happened was I was humbled. Because up until that point, I had held on to this idea that I knew what I was doing. That this life thing, I had it figured out. I would be successful at this. Whatever I put my mind to, I had this idea of who I was and how easy things would come to me. And in this space, what happened was I finally got to a place where I said, I don't think I have any of this figured out. I feel as if I see people who are happy and I see people who are successful and I see them. And they must know something that I don't know, but I don't know what that is. And in that space of humility, I reached out to the only person I knew at the time who did any sort of meditation or spiritual practices or anything. And I said, hey, I feel as if I need, I don't know, like an aura cleansing or something. I'm that dude in the commercial who where everywhere I walk, it's raining on me and everyone else is in sunshine. And he said, I know what you need. And you need to talk to this person. And he put me in contact with a spiritual intuitive, which like a psychic, who said, we can talk in 3 months. And I said, no, I'm going to be dead in 3 months at this rate. Yeah, I need help now. She said, no, I need 3 months because I'm going to start to receive these messages from the angels and guides and all these things. And I went, yeah, okay, sure. I didn't believe in any of this stuff at the time. And 3 months later, we get on a phone call. And that phone call eventually led me to an ayahuasca circle. For people who aren't familiar, ayahuasca is an indigenous plant medicine originated in South America that's been used in traditional shamanic ceremonies for many, many years. And
did you do it in Peru? Or?
I did not. I actually did it in a warehouse in Northern Hollywood, North Hollywood.
Wow.
Underground. But from that experience, literally from one day to the next, I sat 2 nights in a row, but from the very first day, my whole life changed. My whole life shifted completely. I went from like I had my spiritual awakening through that process. And then here's the key that I say to everyone. It didn't do the work for me. It did not do the work for me. Basically, what happened is I used to be someone who I would come home from work. I was a personal trainer. I would come home from work. I would smoke some weed with my girlfriend at the time. We would eat junk like pizza and whatever and then watch Netflix and chill. Mm-hmm. And what ended up happening is I had this awakening. I would still come home from work. I would still eat pretty much the same kind of food for the most part until it started to shift. And I would still smoke some weed. But instead of watching Netflix like Grey's Anatomy, we would be watching spiritual videos on YouTube. We would be watching personal development stuff. We would be watching Abraham Hicks and Matt Kahn and all of these personal development stuff, and started reading those books and just applied my work ethic. I've always had a great work ethic. Just apply it to understanding the spiritual, the esoteric, understanding this new phenomenon that I believed because I'd had an experience of it, but I didn't understand. And for years, literally for years, like every day, I became a student of it.
That's amazing. And do you think it has to come to that, like almost a breakdown for a person to change?
It doesn't have to. It definitely doesn't have to. It does happen quite often because when I think most of it's just biological, right? Where we as human beings are predisposed to, if things are comfortable, like stay there. Yeah. And if things are uncomfortable, change it. Find a way to change it. If it gets to the point where it's so uncomfortable that the idea of changing is actually less uncomfortable than staying the same. And we don't have to. I think this is actually a really important topic because so many people have gotten attached to this belief system that you need the breakdown for the breakthrough. Yeah. People have this like no pain, no gain. What doesn't kill you only makes you stronger, right? These strive and grind. Like we have these actual things that are ingrained, these statements, these beliefs that are ingrained from an early age, forged in the fire. Like we could just keep going, right? Yeah. And yet they're not necessary, but if we believe they are, then they will be, because we're creating our reality.